Hello, everybody. It's Frank again. It's Sunday going into Monday in our October surprise that just continues. You had a chance to talk to a few people since I did the last video on the Hunter Biden controversy. I actually wanted to talk about something else, but the glaring issue to every citizen of the United States should be the total lack of action on the part of state and federal law enforcement as to investigating any of these claims. Now, I've had a few people, if you look in the comments, that said, yes, the FBI has did receive that thing a year ago or whatever, and they have an ongoing investigation. I will once again bet a dollar to your $10,000 that when they did receive this, they sat on it. Like I said, this is a career ender for anybody. Or, you know, if you're a part of the group, as we'll call it, the group, or know somebody who is, then, you know, you just got yourself a book deal probably at the end of all this, when it all shakes out. Now, the thing that I find to be interesting is, well, a lot of it's interesting that we're living in a third world country now where law and the rule of law means absolutely nothing to the people that are our betters, because that's how they consider themselves. They rule us and we will like it, okay? That's kind of how it is. I believe that you're going to find that when this all is, I mean, when it's all done and we can actually find out about it 20, 30 years from now, when they are going to blame the Attorney General for certain things, which they're going to have to in a way. But I will say for on his behalf that he is probably holding on to that office with his fingernails. And by that, not because the president will fire him, but because he has absolutely nobody under him in a command control position that is doing their job. Or actually, they're doing their job. Their job is just not what they're being paid to do. Their job is to protect the vice president, ultimately the ex-president. I'm assuming we're going to find out that some of that money had to leak. You know, they used to say shit rolls downhill. Sometimes shit rolls uphill. I think you'll find that was one of the hidden jokes with that credit card thing. I put a link to an article from an English newspaper in one of the other video. It says that Joe Biden's house, he was going to lose it because his son had brain cancer or whatever he had, that brain tumor. He was going to have to sell his house to pay for the treatments, because the problem was all those treatments, if he had paid for it in cash that he may have had, people would say, where the fuck did you get all that cash? And it turned around, President Obama, nice guy that he was, that's probably why he won the Nobel Peace Prize, loaned Joe Biden whatever it was, $200,000-$300,000 at least, because that's what the house was supposed to be worth. $200,000-$300,000. He just pulled it out of his wallet, you know, and gave it to him. I don't know if he ever paid it back, because I don't get those kind of phone calls from either of them. So where was all this going? God knows, right? But, you know, the idea, of course, is that Joe Biden will never see a day in jail. Joe Biden will not even get handcuffs put on him. Hunter Biden, on the other hand, may have a hard day coming up. I know I say it all the time. However, here is something for you to look up, and I will put links to Cornell University Law's website. Good old Cornell University. They have a good hockey team. That's all I can tell you. I have never been to Cornell. So anyway, what people should be looking at here, and this is the problem with, first of all, professional witnesses, asshole color people on television, and by color I mean they flesh out the story, not colored for all you racists, color. The problem with lawyers is that there are too many of them. Ultimately, because, you know, as they would tell you, and I think that everybody who is going to be following any of these shenanigans, whatever you want to call what's going to be going on with this, should go read a book, read the book, or see the movie Thank You for Smoking. And why would I say that? Because the line in there that he says to his son is, if you argue your point you'll always be right. If there's a discussion or a debate, you don't argue what he's arguing, you argue your point. And that's what lawyers do. And 9 times out of 10, that's how it goes. It's why they use a thing called precedent, which is cases that braver men than themselves actually went out and prosecuted or defended against. So we use the product of these legal minds to continue to do our parasitic job. In these links, I'll put my favorite. It's called the Espionage Act of 1917. Because I mentioned it before in a couple of videos, and I had people ask me, and rightly so, because, you know, we're all interactive here. In England, they have a thing called the Official Secrets Act, which means everything and nothing. Ask an English guy. Ask anybody who's actually had to have that thing show up in their life. Official Secrets is a license to kill, man. You can do whatever you want. As long as you're the one handing it out or saying it, it's like one of those things. It's a power word. We don't have an Official Secrets Act, per se. We have the Espionage Act of 1917. All right, subsection. The reason I have my glasses on is because I just want to be able to glance over and read this. I don't have 15 computers like all these high-tech guys do. I don't have an intern. It's a hint. Subsection 793. Subparagraph, I guess it's subparagraph E. All right. In that, you will find some very interesting information. I'm not going to read it to you because you're not stupid. You can look it up yourself and read it. It's on Cornell's site. It's fine. You'll be good with it. And you'll say, well, that's well and good with that. And that would cover Hunter Biden for sure. And possibly Joe Biden. You'll see why. And why isn't anybody taking this into hand? Well, the question that we all wonder is, what's the FBI been up to, right? Because they are terrible. I'm sure there are good guys in there, like anybody who just joined like 6 weeks ago. The FBI is probably, as we said, like the guys working on the highway. The first 5 years, you're the one digging the hole and everybody's standing there telling you how they dug a hole 15 years ago. And how the holes were harder to dig, right? That's how all this shit is. Like, yeah, the first 5 years on a regular police department, you do all the arresting. And then after that, you burn out and say, fuck these guys, let them do whatever, and I'll just pretend like I'm going to chase them. And that's the difference between regular officers and guys that end up in the elite units. The elite unit guys, in general, theoretically, let me preface this with a bunch of other words. You're supposed to be the aggressive guys or the smart guys. Everybody else just riding around the car. You know, riding around the car, you ride to breakfast, ride to lunch, ride to dinner. Learn how to sleep sitting up. Learn how to sleep with your eyes open. So anyway, Espionage Act is designed for us to be able to go after people like this. Unfortunately, there are parts in it that allow you to go after all kinds of other people. Also, in there, I believe you will find the excuse for why we are able to shield a person like Joe Biden from prosecution. See, it works both ways. It's very vaguely written. And I do not believe you will find a huge amount of these cases. There are a few that are out there. They mention a few in there, but that was mostly stuff around World War I about praising draft dodgers and don't go join the army and shit like that. It's not don't sell your country out to the freaking Chinese or the Russians. Now, that's going to be a problem, right? So, what to do about the FBI? Well, Attorney General Barr has a problem. The FBI, just like everybody else, seems to have a loyalty issue at this point. Granted, they all had to take an oath when they joined, but you see what that oath is worth with the guys like Comey, right? Not too much. There's an Inspector General's office attached to every federal agency now. That was brought about, I believe, in the Reagan era. I just gone over, I think it was like 1976 it had started, but Reagan increased it. And Donald Trump actually fired 5 or 6 inspector generals of, I know he fired the guy who was heading up intelligence because he said he was an idiot. You know, like he probably meant he was, he was out there trying to commit a coup on him, but he had, could only say he was an idiot because he didn't want to scare the shit out of the civilians, right? He fired five or six of those guys. Fired five inspector generals in the first 6 weeks in office for probably lack of loyalty to the position of the president of the United States. And when we say this, we don't mean that they didn't like Donald Trump. That means that whoever was in there that wasn't on their team was open season on. You know, that's how bad this shit is. You just never noticed it before because we didn't have a lot of guys rocking the boat, right? So you had that whole issue. So what could you do with them? Well, if you go in, and I'll put another link in there because I love Cornell Law all of a sudden. I think it was from Cornell. Maybe it wasn't. Now, yeah, it was Cornell. I'm going to try to include a list of all the federal law enforcement agencies, and there's a reason for that because there's too damn many of them, is U.S. Code 894, Article 94 is called mutiny and sedition. Now, mutiny and sedition, in general, applies to federal soldiers, federal troops, okay? Because when it was written, we probably didn't have an FBI. We didn't have federal agencies like this. FBI came in as the gangster squad, pretty much. Okay, the revenuers or T-men and all that kind of shit, that's the Great Depression and all those kind of things. Secret Service was around, you know, in the Civil War, but they weren't like they are now. They just happened to end up with that presidential thing because of Lincoln. You know, they weren't defending the president at the time. So under that, yeah, it would allow the president to have some sweeping moves. I think he's going to have to go through there and burn them out of there. It's going to be street fighting. You have to go through and do a major audit of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, their counterintelligence department, at least. I'm going to say it's probably in there is going to be a good one, because then you can hide a lot of the shit that's been going on. You know, oh, I'm spying on spies, or I'm the spy. There's a lot, you know, it's, you say tomato, I say tomato. It's probably their grayer unit. I would think that's probably one of them. Find out what, like, you know, Strzok and all those guys are, I'm probably giving you the wrong name. Wherever Comey was the most, you would follow all the hires that he made, all the appointments that he made. All those guys should be detained and debriefed. Every one of them. Okay, and they'll say, oh, that's a breach of the civil liberties. Bullshit. You signed up for this, you have to hear about it. If your boss is dirty, you have to see if you're dirty. You know, that's how it works. That's an office environment. If I was working at a casino and money's missing, we grab the whole floor, right? Everybody's going to get fired because we're not sure who it is. So everyone's going to is trying not to be fired today. Okay? So look at that. I would say look at Section Article 2 is the one that would apply to this. And the reason is because if they are involved in this, which is sedition, it's actually by not enforcing the law, by not going out there and doing these investigations, even if they've been hinted at or ordered by the Attorney General's office, they are committing mutiny. And they are federal agents. Federal agents, federal troops. Once again, you say tomato, I say tomato. You're looking at a death penalty offense. All right? That will straighten a lot of people out real quick. You'll find out everything you need to know. I would assume that they won't do it this way, but an efficient way, because I just ran through some numbers. I would like to see, because I think it's going to have to go outside. You know, you have to see who the inspector general is over at DOJ, right? See if he's on board or not. But I have a feeling that they're going to have to go in there with the inspector general's office of the Department of Justice and coordinate it with the inspector general's office of the intelligence agencies. Because I think there's going to be a crossover that there is coordination between agents in FBI and agents at least at CIA. And possibly NSA, because they have to get all the electronic information. Now, those guys may or may not know that they are willing accomplices, because if they're coming in there authorized, especially after we see that they had FISA warrants, the other guys could just be, you know, that we gave it, we were given the go signal and we went. Fine, but we still need to know who they are and why they, you know, who did they report to? What did they report? What do they have? Where did they keep a redundancy file? They should keep a redundancy file, because if you're running something as black as this, you can't let everybody know it's a big secret. Be like, oh, yeah, just go spy on those dudes. And we'll get back to you on it. Because once again, they're falling into the same issue. If this is all true, we're just, this is all theory here, guys. Don't ban me. Like, you just took the cover off of my one thing for the credit card picture, right? If this is how it's been going on, they're falling into the same trap that they did with Hillary Clinton, which is, we'll do all this dirty shit and then I'll take care of it when I get into office. Okay, now if they don't get into office, they're going to be hanging again like they were last time. You would think people would learn, but it's an arrogance. Once again, is it hubris? Hubris is your downfall, my friends. So, and as well as that, like I said, you have the Inspector General's Office, DOJ, Inspector General's Office, the Intelligence Division. They really need to coordinate it with the DIA. For those of you who have never heard of it, it's the Defense Intelligence Agency, the military side of everything, okay? They launch their own investigations and they also run their own operations. The reason you would bring them in, even though they'll say posse comitatus, they're not running troops. They're not gonna run any big ops. They have to coordinate because we have foreign actors involved. And they may be able to seize these foreign actors if they're in advanced stage areas where we have operatives on the ground. If there's a guy sitting in Taiwan at a whatever bar waiting for Hunter to show up, we can nab him. If he's somebody waiting over in Odessa, you know, smoking a cigarette, where they're in a white corsage waiting for a bag, we can get him. We need to round up as many of these actors as possible. He has connections. Snatch that guy from Burisma, right? I don't even think he's back in the Ukraine. We could get him under, what would that be, a material witness warrant? Snatch his ass up. He's already wanted in his own country. Get them to do the dirty work. Let them file it, and we just happen to pick him up. And you'll say, oh, how can we do it? We had a guy named Bont, South African gun dealer. They made the movie Lord of War. He was like the guy in Lord of War, right? The Thai government had arrested him, all right? And they're going to extradite him. You can read this. This is not me making this shit up. And they had him arrested. He's in the monkey house. And then they said, okay, we're going to just let you out. You got to leave the country right now. You don't want to have a problem with everybody, so you're going to go. So there he is in his handcuffs. Take him down to the airport, hand him his passport, sign a paper, piece of paper saying you're never to come back to the country again, right? They took the handcuffs off. Three big white guys run out of nowhere, say, hey, we had a warrant for you in the United States, asshole. Throw the cuffs on him and throw him into a plane. So the Thais are got there, you know. Wasn't what, you know, we're mad, stop, don't do it. Hey, I'm telling you not to do it. Like when they grabbed Eichmann down in South America, when the Israelis grabbed Eichmann. Same thing. They could always, you know, they could ban America from Thailand. That would be a funny. But instead, we'll just let it go. And what's he going to do? Is his lawyer going to say foul? No. Same kind of thing can happen with this. You can start snatching up people left, right, and center. He doesn't have to deal with the apparatus of the FBI to do it. If there was a problem with them even further, the president can deputize regular law enforcement. The president could deputize the military police if he wants. They have their own criminal investigation division. Okay, they are called, the MOS is the 31 Delta. Okay, that goes down as, yeah, that's their criminal investigation side. It's not like that NCIS thing. This is how they do it. You know, National Guard, things like that. But he can use the military police. And they say, once again, that you can't. Yes, they can, because there used to be a position called the Provost Marshal General's Office in the Civil War. And that was run by the military police to handle garrisoned areas. you could consider that a president who feels that he is under siege by a federal agency can garrison a community. Nice, right? Very possible, very doable. That's if it gets as bad as it could possibly get. The reason everybody's hiding and seeking is when you go back to those two, the Espionage Act and the Mutiny and Sedition, the answer to everything is killing you, okay? There's pretty much only one answer to treason, and that's death. And that's why they avoid all that all the time, as much as possible. Now, they're going to probably have the same talk when they have this, if and when they have this talk as well. Let Joe retire. He'll have a stroke or some, whatever. Get him with the cuttlefish. Remember the cuttlefish gives him a heart attack? He's going to be attacked by a cuttlefish in the bathtub after he signs over everything to Jill. And we promise not to put Jill into stocks, you know, and the brother has fled to Greece, Tom Hanks, you know, keep that story going, you know, or whatever. You go to fucking Russia, right? They love him. He's got whatever piece he took out of that $200 billion construction project. They'll all be fine, you know. As I get him to the Greek, I got 10 kookaroos, I'll be fine. That's exactly what's going to go on here. The American people would go fucking nuts if they thought it went as deep as it possibly can. So it has to just be the drug addict son, and it has to be one or two rogue Chinese and this crazy Russian guy. They say he's Ukrainian, but I think if you look at it again, you will find out that the head of Burisma, which is the one who's putting the money out, is probably ethnically Russian. So when somebody tells you that the president is a Russian stooge, you can say, hey, why would they use the president to fuck up their project in the Ukraine? Because that's how it's going to run. You know, I still bet you that that was the thing, the Great Leap, you know? Turn your head and cough, Joe. We're taking the Ukraine back. You know, they could still try to do it. He gets in office, they can still do it because he's already been paid for that. You know, that's really what it comes down to. You got to look at the things he's already been paid for, knowing that he may not be able to get paid for anything else, or he may not live long enough to get paid for anything else. So that money's already come in. So he can always look the other way if he gets in office. And then the Chinese shit will just have to get circuited back through somebody else. I don't know why anybody is not looking at John Kerry and that stepson of his, right? What was the story with that? He's the same? You know, absolutely not. He's there for a reason. He inherits, I'm pretty sure he's the son of, was it Drew Hines? The ketchup king, lack of a better term, because his mother inherited the money. So he's not broke, but he probably didn't like his allowance. And he says, hey, we can go rob a bunch of these dumb sons of bitches and the American public, and it won't be treasonous because we're just stealing money and it'll be little things. Then he realizes, oh my God, you know, this is widespread treasonous activity, possibly undermining the security of the United States. And if not the Pacific region, I could get in a lot of fucking trouble for this. I may not be able to go out to my bar mitzvah or whatever I have to go to this week. Right? So, bah, where's anybody taking a look at him? That Babalusky, Babalu. You don't think he came out because he's some goddamn patriot? He knew he's the only one that doesn't have a mommy or daddy in the government. That's always the bad thing about being the third wheel, him and that other kid. The ones that are coming forward are the two that have no cover. You know, I don't want to hear you were in the Navy for 4 years and you fought pirates or all this bullshit. You were involved in treason. You just didn't realize it at first because you thought you were going to take them. Bullshit, you didn't know what was going on. You're playing for your life, my friend. You know, it's a shame that the Republican Party is going along with it like you were going to discover cancer and then this shit happened. No way, you know. You should swing with the rest of them. That's what we should do. That's what you're supposed to do. It's written down. That's what we do to traitors. You know, that's what we do to them. But we don't do it anymore. We haven't done it in years because you can probably figure out when they eroded those laws when the whole thing was up for sale. And it's very sad. I'm that little girl who's lost their faith in Santa Claus. That's who I am. It makes it very hard for you to teach civics. It makes it very hard to have a coherent country. It brings on a huge level of barbarism that we don't need. We do have. You know, destabilizing the United States is not the smartest move on the planet. Because there's only one or two groups that want to come in that power vacuum, and they're totalitarian governments. And I don't know about you, but I'm not ready for that. All right? So take those things, do some research, and look at the stuff as it comes along. When somebody says, oh, I don't believe that's the procedure, blah, 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 tell them to shut up. Rachel Maddow or whoever, doesn't matter who it is, right or left. These are the things that they should be looking at. You know, like as I've said, you see there's no police doing anything. They don't go to the house. There's that, whatever, this little interview with the kids. That one girl looks like she's been in a dark place, man. Those aren't normal kids. One is definitely not a normal kid. I'm not going to say which one. You have to go look up that video. Something's going on in that house, for sure. You know? And it wasn't just Uncle Hunt running around nude, talking to whatever, Tom Lewis on the thing. Something's happened in that place. May not even be Hunter. Hunter could just be that goofy, stoned, nude guy. Bad lieutenant. You know, he's that guy. So, as I said, I'll put some links in this. Take a look at it. We have to all be very careful, unfortunately, what we say and what we show you, because they are banning all these channels. And even my dumb little 50-view channel, I've already gotten hit twice. I got knocked off Facebook, and I'm kind of, I guess I'm back on, and I've got the warning. I was blocked, and now I have the warning. Believe it or not, I think BitChute, and I thought they were a little above that, but it seems that they lost PayPal. They took the cover off of my last one because it had a picture of the Malia Obama credit card and like the cocaine. There's nothing wrong with that. No, that's not images of children. Could be anything, right? So it's getting harder and harder to say anything to anybody. I think we need to go back to those circles of correspondence where we all write letters with our quill pens to each other. And we're going to have to. It's the only way you're going to be able to survive. So start weaning yourself off of the regular Twitters and Facebooks and shit like that, because that's the enemy, man. I mean, I have to use some of it because it's hard to correspond with people out of the country. But I'm going to have to find alternative ways because I don't care for what they're doing. And this is not a lifeblood issue for me. I don't do this for, I don't get paid to do this. I do it because it's things that bother me as an average citizen of the United States that this shit happens. All right? And that's a citizen of the world. Doesn't even have to be the United States. I wouldn't want to see this happening in any other country. I don't think it would be right. I don't think it's fair to the people that actually built the place to have these people taking the shit on us like they did. All right? So otherwise, have a good weekend. Weekend's over. It's raining like a son of a gun around here. And just take care of yourselves. See you later on.